818, Hallyu and Halal. Well, aside from having their first three letters in common, they've also got President Moon Jae-in's interests that they share. One of the key words from President Moon's recent visit to Malaysia was indeed halal food. He and his counterpart Mahathir Mohamad agreed to create a new business model combining the Korean wave with Malaysia's halal industry. And we'll assess the plan now with Professor Kim Jung-hwan, head of the Islam Multicultural Research Center at Dongguk University. Thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, yes.
Great to have you with us. So President Moon and his Malaysian counterpart, who I just said they made this agreement to create a business model combining their interests, President Moon even made a halal bibimbap during his trip to Kuala Lumpur, which doesn't seem so challenging. In fact, many bibimbaps that I enjoy are completely vegetarian or only involving an egg. But can you help us understand what halal food is and what it means to be halal certified?
Yes, absolutely. I'd like that is halal means generally in Arab language permitted or lawful by God. It used the reference and the behavior of the object that is permitted under Sharia. Sharia means Islamic law. Therefore, halal food allowed to be consumed under Islamic guideline. And now, halal is not merely a way of life for Muslims in the 21st century. It has been adapted to global industry since 2006 when Malaysia government started to develop halal certification. And the halal certification is a voluntary process, but by which credible Islamic organization certified that companies' products can be lawfully consumed by Muslims. Those who meet the criteria for the certification are given the halal certificates. They use the halal marking on their products and advertising, just like organic food or hazard. Food labeling laws around the world require that claims made on the product label be certified true, and a halal certified stamp on the label is often seen by Muslim consumer as a sign of a trustworthy or superior product in the respect of their religion, Islam. Such a stamp may even be required for the export fruit to certain Muslim countries such as Saudi Arabia and also Malaysia.
Right. So it could be important for exporting Korean beef, for example. We already know there are certain neighborhoods in Seoul we'll be familiar with and elsewhere in Korea where they'll have, say, certain Indian restaurants that will already be halal certified. Yeah. But what we're looking at now is a move to register Korean food as halal. Can you give us some examples beyond what I just mentioned?
And actually, it's Korean food is based on the basically vegetarian, but traditionally, that is most close to the standard of halal food. And meanwhile, the main food is keeping the health standards. So standard halal is important. Cleanness, firstly, so you can evaluate that there is a favorable side. In the country of the Islam, mostly 56 in the world, and there are many different types of food culture in each country, even in the Muslim society. In the case of Middle East countries, nomadic life is a long-standing historical practice, so it is mostly non-fermented food. Korean food culture, on the other hand, is based on the fermented food, like ganjang, gochujang, and doenjang, something like that, the kimchi also. Therefore, Korean food should expand their range step by step toward the international taste. And nowadays, Korean food getting popular in the world, and you can adopt the global style. They only one of the most extensive menu serving the halal Korean food, such as I think samgyetang or chicken fried rice. As you know, there is some Korean airlines serve some Korean food like the bulgogi or banchan, and so which is authentic. As you know, it's a refillable banchan in any restaurant in Korea.
How do you assess the agreement reached by the two leaders in their joint agreement? Does it make a big difference, do you think?
I think not so much big differences, but the leader, South Korean and Malaysian leader, agreed last week to launch negotiation to the bilateral joint business agreement and push for the conclusion before the year's end. So this agreement will push the Korean, firstly, Malaysian FTA to create an institutional framework that will help further expand the country's trade and investment. This basic, I think, step by step. The signing of agreement affected various fields of companies of both countries, and there will be increased cooperation in the manufacturing industry and the transportation sectors, as well as the cooperation in the developing new, some kind of smart city. It is popular in this time, and Halal certified some within the Hallyu products. It will be a great chance to further our prosperity through Korean Wave and cooperation Malaysia lead halal industry, I think.
Let's assess where Korea's halal industry currently stands, though. This requires slaughterhouses, for example, to change their practices. Just to briefly recap, if anyone's joining us right now, we are talking about Halal and Hallyu Corporation, especially as witnessed by South Korea and Malaysia. Halal is the Arabic term for permissible, and halal food has to adhere to Islamic law. In the case of meat, it refers to animals or poultry slaughtered in a certain way. I won't go into all the details, but it's a different way to the practice that would normally be carried out here. So have we got those facilities widely available, Professor Kim? Has Korea's own halal industry actually grown significantly over the past few years?
Yes, until a decade ago, Korean halal industry was just beginning stage. After around 2010, halal market is witnessed a universal shift in the demand and supply chain of halal food products. Korea's halal industry has increasingly, little by little, made available, and now most of company approach the halal purely from the business angle because they understand it was a profitable industry. Actually, as you know, in the global Muslim population is almost 2 billion around. So, in some sense, the vision is bright, but still not go far. More of only halal industry has some limited, basically still.
But is it accessible for Muslims living here or visiting here? Is it easy for them to access halal food?
Yes, of course. And despite the potential opportunity, there was a strong cultural and familiarity. They kept Korean out of Muslim food market for a long time, but halal restaurant, you can increase it in Korea, and many halal restaurants opened at 81, as you know. And as I know of more as a halal restaurant around Seoul, it's more than 50 or 60. And when you come to the up to the hill to the subway station, you can run one of Seoul's most diverse neighborhood and quite road-lined halal restaurant shop that lead to the Seoul central mosque, Islamic mosque. And you can find that some. Now it changed the Muslim street. it means that there's a unique, some kind of the evidence of Islamic influence aside. And so you can enjoy the Turkish and some kind of Indian restaurant. They sell the halal style food or even the, not only food, but some Pakistan, the garment and shawl and some kind of bookshop within the Islamic customs and Islamic tradition.
Right. Professor Kim, thank you for joining us today.
Okay, thank you so much.
Professor Kim Jung-hwan, head of the Islam Multicultural Research Center at Dongguk University. And maybe if you need yourself in your life to access halal food, you can give us your own insight into this. #1013 for 51 per message. Do you see the necessary progress? We heard about this under the Pakenhay administration. Are you confident in the changes that are needed coming about under Moon Jae-in? You can also find out more about halal restaurants in Seoul by visiting english.visitseoul.net. It's a list of Seoul's halal restaurants recommended by the city's Muslim residents. english.visitseoul.net.